It's a detached garage, so yeah, just it does require some being outside for a few seconds between the house and the garage. On some seasons, that's a little more bearable than others, but it is what it is with that. The Gilu Quad is, I don't know if you ever seen those. They look like squares or diamonds. There's like a lake. So instead of like for the Yagi, you have, you know, driven element, and then you have like, you know, direct and reflector element stuff going in there too. Well, Gilu Quad is the same thing, but it's full wave loops. And they're arranged in a way you still have a driven element, you have a reflector, in my case two directors, and what they do is that's almost like having two stacked Yagis, and it's also you don't have to mess with matching, you know, impedance matching stuff, because the way everything's arranged, your impedance of you is usually around 50 ohms for the frequency it's tuned to. So that's when I found out about that design. Actually, an old ham actually gave me a frame and said, yeah, this is a frame, you just wrap some aluminum wire or, you know, aluminum, the tubers, whatever you got, around it, and then you lengthen or shorten each element. That was a little painful, but I got it working pretty well. So, and then I got it out on an old TV antenna rotator, and then that's bolted onto an aluminum mast. So that's about as high as I can get without, you know, getting a tower, and that's going to be XYL approval.